Spilt milk.
LSG Radio.
Yo!
Yo!
What up?
Yo,
what's happening?
Welcome to the Spilt Milk Podcast. I'm IR Hemp, aka the conductor, aka the point guard,
okay,
aka the people's champion,
hey,
aka Apple Cho.
What?
Auntie and ankle lock.
Yo. I'm FB, the chosen one, baby.
Hey man, you know what's happening with it? It's your player partner, Big Black, man. We in the building right now,
y'all. In the motherfucking building.
What's up, man? It's your boy Hizzy, man. I'm here. Let's get it.
Welcome it's to man.
That's crazy, man.
Yo,
we're on YouTube, man.
YouTube.
Yeah, shouting on YouTube.
This is crazy.
Smooths.
If y'all didn't know, we got a little podcast kind of going on right now. Called the Spilt Milk Podcast.
Facts.
We're on mad different platforms.
How many?
Like a lamb.
Leon. That's 11 that's for you who don't understand simple mathematics.
So you can find us on Apple Podcasts, you can find us on Google Podcasts,
nice.
You can find us on Spotify. Basically, yo, anywhere you can get your podcast set, we there, you know what I mean? But before we start, yo, thank you to everybody that donated, thank you for the support that we've gotten, thank you for everybody that subscribed, remember to leave us 5 stars. New on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, make sure you leave us a review, go ahead and comment if you like it, and matter of fact, yo, everybody comment the yo, at the bottom of the video to show us support and all that.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, man, so.
That's love right there, you know?
The crazy thing is, though, this is what we look like.
Yep. You know, finally, you can put the voice to the face.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah, you know.
So what are we talking about today, you guys?
So I got a question for y'all.
You always have so many questions, bro.
Yeah, my man be reading books, man.
Oh, I've had books.
Yo, he be scratching his scalp and just having epiphanies, you know what I mean? What you got on your mind, my man?
He's a wise man.
Not really, though. I just be out here, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm breathing.
Breathing.
Now, but yo,
what's up?
We kind of talked a little bit about this earlier. Like, identity.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? So, like, me personally, like, yo, Somali. You know what I'm saying? Both parents are Somali, mashallah to both of them, you know what I'm saying?
Mashallah.
You know what I'm saying? Inshallah, you don't
want to
see videos, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, so both my parents are Somali, but I grew up in Yemen, right? So I grew up in the Arab world and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the kids that grew up in the Arab world have a different experience than the kids that grew up anywhere else.
Tell me about that.
To an extent, because like, yo, it's a Muslim country. One.
Okay.
Two, we go through like mildly aggressive racism at a young age, compared to like the kids that leave Kenya and they leave Somalia and they do all those things, right? So like me, alhamdulillah, like yo, my parents were doing really well at the time. And I remember, yo, like I used to get jumped a lot.
You used to get jumped?
Yeah, yo, okay. Just cause like, yo, I lived in, there wasn't really a lot of Somali people like in a cut like that, yeah. You know what I mean? But it was just kind of like, yo, every time I saw somebody, like kids my age, dog, it was war, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
For real?
Yeah, why though? Why, what was the reason?
Just cause I was different.
You were different, or you were trying to like, you were an annoying kid that you trying to like fight with people?
Not really, dog.
You was talking shit,
bro.
Nah, I'll be cool.
But you was good money, though. I've been known, you got a mean wrist, you know what I mean?
jab, uppercut.
No, but I mean, like, yo, but then it was like, but then after a while, it's kind of like, yo, like, why does this keep on happening? Like, I didn't wrong nobody, I didn't know. All I was trying to do was walk across the street. Like, I remember, dog, I finished just Amma and all that.
Mashallah.
I got Sudeisi's little cassette tape, I was excited. Ooh. You know, Sudeisi, dog.
Yeah,
was like,
yeah.
Nice. Not to this day, you know what I mean? Right. But I remember getting this, you know what I'm saying? I'm like excited, and then man beat me up, you know what I'm saying? Took my Sudeisi, I stole my Quran, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Stole your Quran,
like, yo, my G, like, crazy, oh, you know what I mean? But then it was just like, after a while, then I started finding kids like that also getting beat, and then, you know, you form some sort of an alliance, start defending yourself, and
you build the community.
You formed your own crew.
You start retaliating back, you know? But this is like 6, 7, 8. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, yo, you start realizing like, yo, cool, like, yo, this is me. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so like, to me at an early age, I realized like, yo, I am different.
Let me ask you a question. So you grew up in this, so was it like a wealthy neighborhood, or was it not
though? We was living high. Like, we kind of lived, you know, near a compound.
Okay,
you know,
so you, so
like,
and there wasn't a lot of
like
Somali people in that area.
Not really.
And it was mostly like out of the
yeah, and if they were, they weren't my age. They weren't like,
okay,
you know what I mean? So like the kids move differently than parents.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So let's say you lived in Yemen, but you were in the same neighborhood as all the other Somalians.
So like
the experience would have been different.
Like So my parents would have friends and they have kids and they'd come over. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know why the hell I was so awake at that early age. It's kind of weird looking back. Yeah, like, yeah, what did I just play, bro? Wow. Like, I could have just played, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like, yeah. So like, when the kids would come over, I would realize that, yo, their experience in life is a lot different than mine. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they were like, I don't want to use the word ultra mesquite, you know?
Ultra.
They were just kind of like, they didn't have this experience because everybody in the neighborhoods that they were in looked like them.
Hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
I love that. Yeah, so, that's cool.
But you grew up in the outer world too.
I did. So it's a lot similar, but I'm like the opposite side. So okay. Like, you think of the Somali kids that were in Yemen,
yeah.
But like, they didn't live in the wealthy neighborhood. They lived in like, not so wealthy,
yeah.
Like middle class to like, you know what I'm saying? Lower, you know, the whole end.
So you were in the opposite side of the
spectrum. I was in my opposite side, but yeah. I was in Saudi Arabia, right? In Saudi Arabia, like, even though you're born there, so a lot of these Arab countries, even if you're born there, you don't get citizenship.
Where?
Wow. Yeah, you don't.
How? Like, you were born there, but you don't get your citizenship.
I'm born there, I speak the language fluent. That's my first language still today, you know what I'm saying? And to some degree, you can't, you just don't get the paperwork.
Wow.
Like, you move like you're Saudi, you do everything like you're Saudi, but there's restrictions. So like, growing up, I thought I was a Saudi, like, until like third, fourth grade, I was thinking that, yo, I was like, yo, I speak the language, I wear the, like,
did you get anything that made, that made you think like, yo, damn, I'm actually not.
Like, what was your first experience? Like, yo, I'm different.
I'm different,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, I can't really recall like what was my first experience saying that, yo, I'm different, but I was like, it was an everyday reminder after that. Like, third, fourth grade, where I realized, where I was like, okay, I'm not Saudi, I'm Eritrean, right?
Oh, okay, so once you like, realize who you actually are.
Yeah, yeah, and I think it was, I don't remember if it was like third grade or fourth grade, we went back to Asmara, me and my mom, I think it was Asmara, and then we went to Ethiopia too, but it was just like, going back as a young, I don't even remember that trip.
Yeah.
Right? So then, going back to Asmara for the first time, I felt like, yo, this is where I'm supposed to belong. Yeah. Now this is my home.
Okay.
So I walk in, I'm like, yo, this is my place. I'm glad to be home.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel the vibe from the people that was like your home. It was like, you're still an outsider. You're from Saudi.
And you kind of like, and you're noticing this at this like young.
Yeah, yeah. So like at this young age, so you have that, right? And then I go back, like when you go back to Saudi, then you see a lot of racism as you grew up, right? They tell you, oh, you're not from here, you're from Eritrea. And then I'm like, damn, I was just there. These niggas don't want me, cuz. I'm like, what's up with these niggas, man? I'm like, y'all keep tossing me back and forth. What's up? You know?
It's like calling team over.
Yeah.
They were playing hot potato.
I swear to God.
Put my dog on hold.
They were playing hot potato on my dog, man.
Please wait while
the... Yeah, we'll transfer your call to a department that can assist you.
Yeah. So it's tough, man. But I'm like...
Hey, man, we fuck with you, though.
No, I appreciate you, man. So I feel like me and you also had come similar, like, growing up.
Yeah. I mean, as for me, man, as y'all know, man, everybody who know me, man, y'all refer to me as Black when I introduce myself, you know what I mean? That's my name. I go by the name of Black, you know what I mean? It wasn't always something that was embraced, however. Mm. Actually, like, when I was younger, it wasn't a form of endearment. That was a way for a nigga to try to roast your ass and flambe your ass.
Yep,
you know? Like,
yep.
I would get inflamed in school, like, called Midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, they called me Darth Vader. You know what I'm saying? Nigga was telling me I was in the oven for too long.
What?
I'm like, damn, I'm like third grade. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I realized by the time
I was in the third grade.
I was
that's
in the
deep.
Third grade, bro. Yeah, but it's cool though, you know what I mean? No pity for a G, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, we all be shining.
Yeah, so like when I like hit the third grade, I finally just like it just hit me. I'm like, bro, you're not gonna get light, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You stuck with your skin, you might as well love your skin and embrace it. And like, what's crazy is like, it's like, if you think about it on a psychological standpoint, once you start to embrace what people perceive to be as your flaws, you start to appreciate that. Motherfuckers start to love that shit too. All of a sudden, it ain't a joke no more. Like, motherfuckers like, oh shit, that's my nigga Black now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Said, yo, it's not funny anymore. Try different jokes. You know what I'm saying?
That's like the Eminem scene. Like, 8 Mile.
Oh, the freestyle part.
I know you're gonna call me white trash. I know you're gonna call my mama a hoe. I know you're gonna call all this.
But tell me something I ain't heard before.
That's like,
it was like that. So it was like, boom, boom, you know, boom, shakalaka, you know what I'm saying? I was moving like that. What kind of wild is this, though? Like, when I grew up in Nashville, you know what I mean? Like, in Tennessee and Cashville, shout out to East Nashville and all that, you know what I'm saying? My player partners over there. What's crazy was, like, it wasn't too many Somali brothers out there. Like, there was some, you know what I mean? And, like, the brother that was Somali, like, we ain't feel like we was necessarily like just Somali. We felt black, cause at the end of the day, the schools that we went to was in the hood. All of my friends was, you know what I mean, either Crips, you know what I'm saying, you know, Roller 60s and shit like that. They was all black niggas, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And when a teacher or a white person or somebody going down the street, when they see you, they like, oh shit, they just look at you as a nigga. They don't look at you as like, yo, you Somali, you black at the end of the day, so.
Right.
So I feel like actually though, I was kind of fortunate though, because I got the balance of both worlds, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got in where I fit in, but at the end of the day, when I go back home, you know what I'm saying, I'm watching like Dukhinki, like my parents, like their traditions, and I'm seeing like, yo, like it's mad Somali in my crib, the unsi be popping, you know, the scented, you know what I'm saying?
So you were getting claimed by you know, African Americans and Somalis.
Yeah.
The opposite of what I had.
That was my partner though. I was lucky, man.
Yeah, you know, no, that's good. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, so that was me, you know what I'm saying? So like, it wasn't until I came into Minnesota when I started seeing much brothers that was also Somali, like even how I met my brother right here.
So basically for me though, I was born in Kenya. I don't really remember like growing up there. But then I came here in 2000, I came to Minnesota and practically grew up in Oakdale, right?
So Oakdale, that's the hood.
That's the hood.
It's not the hood. But somehow, right, somehow, like this specific place that I lived in Oakdale, Minnesota, that it's all townhouses, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And basically, it's all mother people.
Mother meaning like African American.
Mother meaning African American,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
So basically, obviously, I'm into sports. I'm trying to hoop. I'm trying to play football.
Yeah, trying to make it to the NBA.
Right? Yeah. I don't know nobody there. Me,
deflated
the
hoop dreams.
yo, crazy stuff. At what point, bro, when I was like 7'6", I was good at soccer.
Yeah.
And I used to look at regular grown people going to jobs like, oh my god, you guys are gonna have to work. I'm gonna play soccer for a living.
So you believe that?
Yeah, I really believed it. It was ingrained in my soul, bro.
Like,
yeah,
that
was crazy.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. So basically, I didn't know nobody. Me and my brother, we didn't know nobody there. You know, I got overprotective parents too, right? And stuff like that, or protective mom, right? Because you know, dad's at work and stuff like that. But basically, what happened was the old African American kids, not the younger ones like my age, but the older ones, I'm talking like they were 17, 18, 20, and they lived in the neighborhood. They I don't know, bro, they were just, well, like they showed us love. Like they actually embraced us, bro.
They
see me like riding my bike or whatever, and they'll go, I see them playing like a huge football game, right? Like tackle football, right? This huge place, everybody's playing, all the kids are out there, and I'm just like, damn, I wanna play. Like, I don't know this game. I didn't even know what football was.
Yeah.
Right?
You're like, why are they holding the ball there?
Right? I'm like, what is this game, right? I'm like, what is this? They teach me it, all that shit, and I turn up to be like a nice little receiver and shit.
You're
like,
yeah, you're right. Randy Moss,
Deion Sanders and shit, like,
nah, Randy Moss, Randy Moss.
I wasn't a receiver, but I was a DB.
Oh, okay.
DB. If you know H from back in the days, from Oakdale days, please let us know if he was actually a hooper.
Reach out.
Let us know. Cause he gassing you right now.
Yeah. He's crazy. Alright, let's get it. Nobody's out here like that.
This has got a mean left arm too.
Damn. No, but so anyways, so basically they embraced me and my brother, right? They help us. We enjoy the football and everything, but like, low-key, obviously, like you said, like at the home, you're still Somali, though.
Hell
right?
Yeah.
And so that was like a weird, was it like dichotomy, was the word? Dichotomy?
Yeah,
dichotomy.
Yeah.
So basically after that, at the same time we were showing love from the older kids, the kids our age actually was calling us African booty scratchers.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I went to war with a kid for that too, bro. Yeah.
So like, I was getting love, but I was getting hate at the same time. And that was crazy, bro. Like, I'm not gonna lie. They called me one time, bro, with no drawers. Like I was just wearing shorts. I was wearing shorts with no drawers. And this, yo. They said, yo, you don't wear no drawers?
Were you though?
I was a kid, bro. I was a kid. I didn't know. They said, yo, go back home and put on drawers, bro. That's crazy.
Yo, no, that's so love, though. Yeah.
They were looking out for you.
They roasted the shit out of me, bro.
Why you come outside with no drawers?
I didn't know, bro. I didn't know.
How old were you?
Huh?
How old were you?
Like, third grade.
Come on, man. You're a grown-ass man with no drawers.
How old are you, third grade?
Third grade is like eight,
nine.
Come on, bro.
8 years old, really?
That's why you're so forget your drawers, bro.
That ass, I forgot them.
Damn.
You forgot them that day.
Ain't to no drawers. Well, but you were saying, though, ultimately, that, like, you felt like, yo,
so I
there was a disconnect.
So, like, there was definitely a disconnect, right? But, like, so, obviously, I grew up here. You know, I'm into the culture, you know, hip hop, you know, basketball, NBA, I'm trying to reach the league too, you feel me? Shit like that, you know. But alhamdulillah, as I grew up, I got the chance to go back home, right? Mm-hmm. And home, obviously, being Somaliland, Hargeisa, you already know, shout out to my
language. Hey,
okay,
you
know? Okay.
So I was out there for like 10 months, right? 2013, 3 years removed from high school, and I go out there. And that's like the first time that I felt like I actually belonged.
Hold on. You were out there for 10 months?
I was out there for 10 months.
10 months in Somalia? Yeah. No, I guess.
Wow,
that's crazy.
YouTube 360p, if you understand me.
Yeah, okay. All
right. So anyways, I was out there for like 10 months. It was a life-changing experience. I learned a lot, you know. But that's the first time I felt like I actually belong, because, you know, this is my thug, you know, this is my people, this is where I come from. I know where my grandma stays, my great-great-grandmother, great-great-grandfather, you know your whole lineage. So basically,
but like, that versus, really, I don't want to cut you off,
just,
but
that solidified it for me.
So it's like,
my identity.
You were there for 10 months though.
Yeah.
I feel like if I were to go somewhere for 10 months, maybe the first couple of months would be difficult, then I'd adapt.
Yeah,
like,
yo,
become part of the, like,
it was hard.
The first couple of months when you first got there, did you feel like you belong, or did they were like, oh, you're not from here? Like,
No, it was definitely, no, I agree with that.
Did they think you were there for like,
no, it was a culture shock. It was a culture shock, bro. I was definitely Dakhlanis. That's what they call us, bro.
What's a Dakhlanis?
That's Dakhlanis.
You gotta explain that for the good people.
What's a good word to say? It's like returning to learn, like, you're going back to learn your culture, basically. Like, it's a cultural learner.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't really
It's almost to, like, reinstitutionalize you back to your culture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You were on an internship or something. Like, you were
learning. Something like that.
That's cool.
So, I go out there, I'm doing like the first few, like, I was there for 10 months, the first 3 months, culture shock, bro. Like, it's hard. Like, you're like, what the heck is this? You know what I mean? People sleeping in tent houses, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's hard. Like, and it's emotional, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you. And you feel obviously grateful, bro. But I'm like, comparing that to America, America is like a future world, bro.
Yeah.
Like, future. Like, we're in a whole nother place, bro. Compared to like the third world and the
flying
rest of the
world. Subways,
like,
and shit. That's what we got right now.
It's a whole nother ballgame.
Yeah.
So, like, but then you also realize that you're American too. Like, I realized I was an American when I went out there at the same time. So, it's like there's still that dichotomy in your identity, but I felt at peace because I know this is my land too. This is my home.
It's your motherland.
It's my motherland, you know? Yeah. And you have roots. So, like a tree. I'm just kidding.
My bad. But it's funny because, like, you had home when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
Different experience. At a young age, which is crazy because, like, yo, you were a child. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And then I came here and I actually went back again for the second time.
How old were you then?
When I went back the second time, I was, what, 15? 15, 16?
This is after you came to America.
This is after I came to America.
And then
I finished elementary in Saudi Arabia, moved here. In a few years, I moved back, right, to Eritrea. So, when I first moved here, I was going to a middle school that was like 1,000 white kids. There's 13 black kids.
Right.
Yeah, man, it was crazy, man. So, during that time, and then I went back to Africa to Asmara. Mm-hmm. I still didn't feel the connection. came back to the US, and now I'm growing in Minneapolis with majority of Somalians, right? Mm-hmm. I'm Eritrean growing up with the Somali community.
Somalis, my team,
you know what I'm saying? Years later, we're still struggling out here. Yo, so growing up, I didn't get a chance to ever grow up with Eritreans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You feel me? It's completely different than you guys, mm-hmm. right? So there is Eritrean community. We do have an Eritrean Muslim community. They're a little different, mm-hmm. but like even the Muslim community is not as large as you guys. Like it's only a few guys, and you guys know all of them.
And yeah. like you said, it's a little different because there's a Christian community.
Yes.
All of us, a majority of us, are Muslim.
And you guys are all Muslim.
Like, yeah.
So that was always like, where do I belong? Okay, I'm in Minnesota with white boys in middle school. I don't belong. I go back. I'm an outsider. I don't belong. Mm. I go to, I'm living amongst people, youth my age that is not Eritreans. You know, they're Christians. I don't belong. Then it's like, Somalians, still, I can't, there is, I don't belong. When you guys switch language and you guys talk something else, I don't belong.
Right.
So that's the battle of like, where do I belong?
Mm. Damn.
Deep shit, right?
That's a
deep shit. Yeah, I'm gonna write a book one day.
Yeah. We gotta find a way to balance my man's hammock.
And then
man.
Now let's transition to like now. Like you said you went back to Eritrea when you were about 15 maybe?
Yep. So now, honestly, I've come, you accepted. You know, being called black, right? That was a name that was forced upon you, right? I feel like I kind of accepted the fact that, you know, I have my own identity as far as a blended culture that, you know, growing up in Saudi Arabia, growing up here, seeing I'm different from my Eritreans that grew up in Asmara and the one that grew up here with the Eritrean community. And then I give my exposure in those dope Somali culture, right? So I personally feel like I have a blended culture.
Like a multi-dimensional.
Yeah, multi-dimensional that I can fit anywhere, right? And I volunteer with the Eritrean community till today. I fucks with you guys. I go with work. Like, I try to do something back home. You know, I still speak Arabic.
So you accepted that you don't have like this one place thing or this one set in stone identity.
No.
You're just multi-dimensional.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah. And at the end of the day, I consider myself, like, I learned this in college. It was like, this actually kind of came to light when I was in college. I was told to write a paper on culture. Like, what is your culture?
Yeah.
And literally, I was confused, my nigga. Like, I don't know what to write about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, I consider myself now, like, we talked about citizens of the world, right? Like, being able to just be a
global citizen.
A global citizen, yeah. So, like,
real.
You know what I'm saying? It was kind of, you know, just accepting what we have and, like, having that
diversity.
Diversity, you know what I'm saying?
And me personally, like, I felt like I kind of shared the same similar opinion as you, but from a different standpoint, of course. But I think that with me personally, like, I was kind of like, okay, cool, you know, this is my experience, all right, I'm leaving now, you know, so boom, I come to America, and then it was, like, really weird, like, you see, like, men wearing, like, gold chains and stuff like that, and then it's just like,
culture shock,
like, yo, this is not supposed to do that, you know what I mean? Fact. So it was kind of, like, weird, so it's kind of, like, navigating this, like, weird thing, right, culturally, right, and then I started noticing, like, yo, like, even, like, the kids, like, when I come in, like, you know what I'm saying, everybody went to, like, newcomers, like, everybody knew each other because they kind of, like, grew up with each other still. So then they had this identity of, like, yo, they knew who they are. Mm. And, so, and then it was just like, yo, I was, like, kind of still, like, a guy on the outside, you know what I mean? And then, until, like, I met individuals specifically that kind of, like, shared that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then I kind of, like, related to a lot of people in terms of, like, I knew where they came from, but I didn't feel, like, quite understood. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then so like...
So when did you feel...
But see,
like,
that's, see the thing is... that
wasn't hit you though?
But that wasn't a thing to me. So like this whole belonging thing wasn't a thing. I just know I didn't belong, but I didn't think that like... belonging was a thing.
Mm.
Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you don't miss nothing you never had.
Exactly. How can you miss something you never had? Like, you know what I mean?
Or never knew.
Exactly. And then, you know, I started having, like, yo, and then I started noticing that, yo, I'm friends with people that are friends with a lot of people that are different. Mm-hmm. So then it's just like, and then we start having these conversations and stuff like that, and then just, like, you realize, like, yo, this homie is the only person, I think it's called, that has these experiences that are similar to mine.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean? And then you have this person that's the same way, but then they're just kind of like not in a clique. They're kind of like global citizens, like you mentioned, right? And then I go to school, I come to college,
mm-hmm.
and then that's, and by the way, my G, did not speak a lick of Somali. I learned my Somali in college. Wow. You get what I'm saying? Mm. So when I come to school and stuff like that, everybody speaks Somali. Oh, we eat Somali food. Everybody goes to Somali restaurants. Da da da.
You spoke Arabic though.
I spoke Arabic.
كيف الحاله يا
الله. But still, like, you know, so I was kind of like, yo, this is my experience, and then boom, culture shock, and then it was just like, yo.
Yeah.
Like. You know, and then it was like, yo, let's do everything we can for Somalia. That was kind of like,
boom.
It was like the intensified switch. And sometimes it might have been a little unhealthy. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
But still, like, that was like, I was like, befuddled. Like, I was just like, yo, thunderstruck. Like, yo, there's people that I can relate to.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And it was just kind of like, yo. And then eventually, those other people
did you feel,
that are still friends
did,
today. Yeah.
Did you feel like those people had the same type of experience as you? Or is that the one that you called the citizen of the world?
Can I be honest with you, bro? It was like what's, you ain't gotta explain what's already understood.
Facts.
Like, it doesn't even have to be, because it's kind of like, yo, when you meet somebody that had this similar experience, bro, you click.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter, like, it doesn't have to be people that went to Yemen and lived that, but it could be like me and you.
It could be you, yeah, like, that's how we became friends, like, it's like, boom, we had this experience. We don't even have to go into that.
Yeah.
It's just like, yo, there's just like, boom, it's an automatic connection. And then that's how I connected with different people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The frequencies just, you know, be tapping.
So is that how you kind of found your identity and found your, kind of like your belonging though?
Yeah, but the thing is though, me, like, I knew I was different. So like, I knew what my identity was.
Yeah.
It's just that, like, I never shared it with anybody because there was nothing.
Oh, you didn't find
because I just thought like everybody felt different, like how I felt different.
I think people may want to ask. People may want to ask, do you feel right now in your current state, have you ever, you know, achieved, you know what I mean, the level of belonging, like comfortable with your current state of belonging?
I'm comfortable.
Do you feel like you belong?
Like, I have brothers, right? You know what I'm saying? I have a circle. I have a lot of positive people around me, so I feel the love.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. You get what I'm saying? Where a part of me is still a little missing because I never went home.
Mm. Oh, you never been to Somalia?
Big point.
Really?
So that part is kind of like missing.
You gotta go.
You know what I mean? And then it's just kind of like, okay, cool. And then it's just like, yo, we need to do something to go home because home is wealth. That's where the wealth is at. That's where the bread is at. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it's not bread for us, but it's bread for the people. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of things that we could change. But then again, there's this like, yo, how you gonna leave and then come back, try to fix stuff? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of the conversations that I be having. It's a little weird because it's like, yo, we're the same people. Why does it matter? Don't be goofy. Like, you know what
it's
I mean?
Like sour arguments. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying? I get you, bro.
Yo,
like,
you know what
and
I'm
honestly,
saying?
I'm glad you had mentioned the whole thing about going back home as the essence of completing that. You know what
journey.
I mean? That journey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's your rightful pasture. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never had that opportunity yet, but inshallah, by Allah's grace, I'm going to be there back there.
Inshallah.
Back home, you know what I'm saying? Like, see my family, know where my ancestors, you know what I mean, lay, you know what I mean, where my parents, you know what I'm saying, had me, you know what I'm saying, where, you know what I'm saying, like,
the whole
motherland, like, grab a piece of sand and just, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit, okay.
What was your experience, though, like, kind of like, in a, you know, like,
you're
you
a
adult,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, as far as, like, we already talked about the childhood and all of that, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, I always knew I was Somali, number one, I'm Muslim, you know what I'm saying? I never lost my roots, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just felt like I always fit in multiple areas, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I was well aligned, you know what I mean? And not only that, like, I was accepted, so I didn't have that acceptance issue, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm. But I just didn't know enough of my own people like that, like, you know, I'm gonna build with them. It was very slim amount of, you know what I mean, Somali brothers that I used to kick it with and hang with,
right,
you know what I mean?
Right?
All legit fellas, by the way, still, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I came to Minnesota. What is Minnesota, bro? Little Medusa, right? You know what I'm saying? Little Medusa. So I came here, bro, politic here, met some good brothers, met this brother right here, you know what I'm saying? Actually, the first person I met was this dude, bro.
Yeah.
Man, caught me in the back alley talking about, yo, you trying to go to Goonies? I'm like, what the fuck is a Goonies, my man?
It's a Goonies.
I'm like, yo, I thought he's trying to set me up, like, for warfare. I think we about to throw hands and
shit.
Nah, long story short, man, like, I ended up building with this brother and just, like, right now, like, just looking back at it, I realized at one point in time that our similarities were so significant and like we could never tell that just by looking at each other, bro. Like, we don't dress the same, we don't look the same.
Yeah.
Damn it, we don't even barely talk the same, you know what I mean?
Thanks.
But we listen to the same music, we fuck with the same thing, we listen, you know what I'm saying? We watch the same TV shows, we both hoop, you know what I'm saying? We sports niggas, you know what I'm saying? So it's like when
so
you start.
my bad to cut you off.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking about this now, that you came to Minnesota, you met this guy, you felt like you belonged to him. Like, you guys, you guys connected, right? I'm assuming this was like the first guy you met. Did you feel like you connected with anybody else or community?
Hell yeah. Shout out to Abu Suave, Abu underscore Suave.
Abu Suave.
AKA the sexy,
AKA Salid Masaro, you know what I'm saying?
That's my brother right there. Shout out to my dog, Mazzolini, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of brothers. My dog, Big Bird, 5K.
You felt like these guys kind of spoke the same, like they have the same narrative.
Feel like if they would have just judged me by looking at me, they would have been like, yo, who is this like seventh member of the franchise boys with the 3XL, you know what I'm saying? White tee, you know what I'm saying? Durag swing, you know what I'm saying? Like, but they ain't do that though. Like, it was because brothers like him, I feel like, now that I think about it, damn, something just hit me, bro. I feel like because of all of the experiences that you have felt, you know, went through in your past life, you know what I mean? Made you so open-minded enough for you to be able to reach out to a brother that looked different, you know what I'm saying?
And at the end of the day, though, Maji, like, yo, good people know good people at the end of the day.
Yeah, facts, so that's
how the network grows. But I think it's kind of, like, important to just be like, yo, man, you know what I'm saying? Health is wealth, wealth is love at the end of the day. So it's like, yo, there's no reason for you not to, like, extend that, especially if somebody's, like, new in the environment and all that stuff. Like, it doesn't matter what you did, Maji.
Never.
It doesn't matter how you lived, Maji.
Or even how you look.
Or how you look, or what your skin color is.
It doesn't.
And with all the respect, Maji, yo, everybody, yo, we all brothers, we all in the same space.
Oh, yeah.
Maji, so in order for us to respect that space, we gotta respect each other.
Right.
So then that's why it's kind of like, yo, like, it ain't no thing for the chicken wagon.
Ain't no thing for the chicken wagon, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, no, seriously, that's always, you know, that's always like how I felt too. Like, when I, a lot of my friends that I grew up with, almost all of them are Somali, right? But I felt that connection. I recognized, like, recognized real. And it was like, yo, these are some really dope brothers. We can see eye to eye. They've walked the same experience I have in a different world, but we can talk the same language. We can see eye to eye on certain things. And it was all love, man. I think
the most important thing that we discussed is kind of like, yo, sometimes you are blessed to have this first local experience. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you're not. You know what I mean? But I think the most important thing is to recognize like where you are in the process and like
self-awareness.
Being conscious about yourself, but at the same time it's important to love yourself for you.
Self-love is very crucial.
Just be kind of like mad necessary and just kind of like, yo, respect yourself. Like, you know what I mean? That like, yo, once you can establish that respect within yourself, then you start respecting others. You know what I'm saying? And then, yo, like your mom, you know what I'm saying? She was just like, yo, I know this is huge.
God bless her.
She brought that in, you know what I'm saying?
Mama know best, bro.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, yo, you had that, you know what I'm saying, that experience when you were a child.
And embracing what you had, right? Like Black was saying that. Exactly. If you were given something, embracing it.
Pay it forward.
Yeah, embracing it and pushing it forward. Yeah.
That's your journey. That was my journey. That was your journey at the end of the day. Yep. So at the end of the day, yo, just remember that wherever you go, my G, love is love.
Peace and prosperity.
Make sure you subscribe. You add us, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you listen to the podcast, The Spilt Milk, S-P-I-L.
He got it right.
Twitter, Instagram. Leave us a review at the bottom, my G. Show your support. Drop the euro.
Five stars.
And then just like let us know what you think. Let us know with your identity. If you have any questions and if you guys have any ideas for what we want us to do on this YouTube channel, let us know. We're on Twitter, we're on IG.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this is the part, you know what I'm saying, when you turn on the lights and the hardcore just scatter.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We out.